These are people who have come to Zimbabwe in the recent days from countries where there is confirmed coronavirus transmission. So when they come to the point of entry and the surveillance form, and they indicate that they have come from any of the infected countries, they are recorded and they are followed up, they are monitored by a health worker every day to see whether they develop any symptoms. None of the people from the infected countries has arrived in Zimbabwe with symptoms, but they are just documented and they are followed up every day for 14 days. As we know, the recommendation is that anybody could be harboring the infection without having signs for as long as 14 days. So they are followed up for 14 days, and the expectation is after the 14 days, if they have not developed any symptoms, then they no longer need to be followed up. So they do not meet the criteria to be called suspect cases.
So which countries are they coming from?
The vast majority are coming from China, but as you know, there are about 18 countries, some in Asia, some in North America, in Europe, that have confirmed cases. So anybody coming from any country with confirmed cases is followed up.
Are you happy with the way Zimbabwe is actually handling this issue of the coronavirus at the port of entry?
So Zimbabwe has implemented the initial recommendations that WHO has given. You recall that after the first IHR emergency committee that was held on the 23rd of January, recommendations were given to countries in terms of, enhancing surveillance of travelers coming into the country, sharing information about test definitions, identifying facilities that could serve as isolation areas. And on the 24th, the Ministry of Health and Child Care discussed and started implementing some of these recommendations. That is why we can now know how many people have come into the country, how many people are being followed up, on a daily basis. So the right actions have been taken. There's more need to be done? Yes. We still have to, we're working with them. The World Health Organization is with the government, with all the partners. As I speak to you, a series of meetings were held earlier today to fine-tune the enhanced preparedness plan, which has prioritized the priority actions. So, yes, we are moving along. Zimbabwe is doing the right thing, and we hope that in the coming days and weeks, even more will be done.